Welcome to Hammer Day! Everyone, Sports Betting Show coming out of Bet McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
That's a baby tone.
That voice you hear right there.
That's a baby tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, his Canadian station's Beard of Wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. How many centimeters we got today?
There has been no more centimeters, but it appears all the money for this city was spent on bike lanes, so there's no plows available.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
No.
Good to hear. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Otter, how are we?
We are doing fantastic, Tony. I figured out how to work the lights in this studio so you don't look super red.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
Always, baby.
We got some light bouncing.
Always appreciated. Update. Surprise. What's today, Bruce?
Picks Thursday.
Picks Thursday.
Picks Thursday.
If you don't live in the Midwest, there's a storm.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold. It's cold as fuck.
Mayor of Indianapolis came on last night and said, "Hey, if you don't have to travel Friday, don't leave your house." So
you haven't heard. It's cold.
Don't know.
It's cold.
Don't know if we'll be here tomorrow or not. So we will do picks Thursday today.
God, starting here again tonight too. Okay.
So picks Thursday today, and we may try to roll through things because storm's about to hit us here in the next like half hour or so. So we will do picks Thursday today. Yesterday, the Jaguars let us all down.
Western Kentucky.
I would like to.
There's a new angle. When a quarterback says he's transferring and then he pulls out of the portal and comes back, that's an angle, guy.
That's an angle. Did you see that one? That guy made a one-handed interception like OBJ and no one talked about it.
I did too.
Dude, that was legit OBJ and it got no traction on the internet. I was like, what is happening?
What was your hand up for?
I didn't even see that.
Legit. If you get a chance, dude, it's unreal.
You're stupid, Knicks.
You're stupid. Stupid cowboy hat.
Pascal Siakam, 52.
Today?
In the garden?
The Hilltoppers, that one's on me.
Why?
Just lightly researched, said that they don't win bowl games. They do. that one was on me.
Well, you know who their quarterback was last year?
We lost it the second I opened my dumb mouth.
Probably. You know who their quarterback was last year?
Don't remember.
Bill Zapp.
I do remember now.
Oh, my God. We bet against fucking... That's like me betting against fucking Old Dominion.
Zappuccini.
Because of fucking Heineken.
Yeah, dude.
Zappa-dappa-ding-dong.
All right, let's get into Picks Thursday.
Zappa-doodle-do.
Let's start in the NFL, per use, what we normally do on Picks Friday. But today we have a Thursday night football game with a boost. Tonight's boost, under 39.5, and Travis ETN to score. If you guys have not seen the weather report for East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yep.
Not great. 15-20 mile an hour winds with 100% chance of rain.
Good luck getting in and out too.
That's not including the gusts.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can think of worse than MetLife tonight at like 11:30 PM.
The only thing I would feel better about this under if it was a grass field. I like betting unders more during the rain on the grass field because, you know, the ball goes into the grass and it gets soaked up. It doesn't get as wet on turf. I mean, it'll be
if the forecast
holds true.
It's the windiest MetLife has ever been. It's the highest recorded winds at MetLife in history.
Is that true?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so this morning I saw the weather forecast and I put in a hefty same game parlay under on quarterbacks and most receivers with the under for the game. If things go well tonight, things might go well tonight. We'll put it that way. My pick for tonight is the under. That's the only side I could find a way tonight. And actually, my more confident one is Zach Wilson's under, which it was this morning was 197.5. Do we know where it's at right now?
Probably 194.5 at least.
My only concern with this game, Tony, is how bad Trevor Lawrence looked in the weather against Philadelphia.
Even better. 195.5 for Zach Wilson. The guy stinks at throwing normally. So, I mean, he did throw for 316 last week, but that was against the Lions.
Really bad. How many passes do you think they attempt tonight with old Zach?
I was going to take that because, like, one of their passing attempts is 33, and I think the other one's, like, high 20s. You could look at that, too.
It seems like way too many.
Doesn't it?
To let him throw.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let me see. Passing props, if that one's changed.
The ETN side of the boost I love because if anybody's going to catch a touchdown, it'll probably be him running one in.
He's still scooting the rain.
33.5 for Trevor Lawrence and 29.5 pass attempts for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I think you can go both of those unders. And then how about
completions are 19.5 and 16.5.
How about a little old Lawrence rushing?
Trevor Lawrence rushing.
Probably pretty low.
12.5.
Yeah, give me that over.
Okay.
Trevor gets loose.
Trevor getting loose because there's no other choice.
The only thing Doug Peterson loves more than ball
tanking.
Is ball on Thursdays.
6-0.
Give me the Jags +2.5. I'm jagging off.
Yeah.
Might be the first time all year.
I believe it is.
I think it's the first time
all year. Welcome to the party, Paul.
Hell yeah.
Otter.
I was about to jag off, and then I was like, dude, what am I doing? I can't be doing that in public. Whoa. So we decided that we're going to go with the under 37, or I guess 36.5. I still love
whatever,
it.
Whatever, yeah. Cool case.
I, too, am jagging off tonight.
Yeah,
I think that they'll have more success just on the ground and through the air in limited capacity because I think that they can throw sort of, you know, swings to ETN and some short stuff to Ingram and get a lot of yards after the catch.
A couple yards after
the catch. There's been a lot of talk about how good the Jets' defense has been, Tony.
Yeah, it has.
They don't have a takeaway in a month, though.
Okay.
And Quinnen Williams, I don't know if he's...
I believe he's...
Yeah, he's the best player on the defense.
So let me make sure to, before we put a bow on tonight's game, let me check the hourly weather forecast for East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, Saints are dying here.
Wind.
Tonight is cloudy with periods of rain, becoming windy, 20 to 30, rain 100%. I think.
Raining sideways.
Let me get the hourly.
Raining sideways, MetLife Stadium.
7 p.m., 8 p.m. kickoff we're talking about.
This will be a horrible fucking game.
Okay, so from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m., 100% chance of rain.
Hell yeah.
Get Al Michaels some hot cocoa.
Yeah, Al's not going to be happy.
Feels like we were robbed of a daytime Baylor Air Force game, weren't we?
We were.
This game's kicking off at 4:30. Like, this game's kicking off half an hour before.
Yeah, we got some info on that one when we get to the college. Okay, Giants-Vikings. These games are on Saturday because of the holiday. I was thinking about Giants, but I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah, no thanks. I wish you the best, though, Bruce.
Yeah, I love the Giants in this spot. I'm surprised it didn't dip below the 3, honestly. I think it was at 4.5 for a bit. Seemed crazy to be bigger dogs or the same underdog against the Commanders and the Vikings just given the spot.
Okay.
But I love it. I think defense will be able to hang in, slow him down a bit, especially in the red zone. And then Saquon feels like he's all the way back.
Okay. Anything for you, Matt?
No.
Okay. Browns, Saints, 32.5. I will be going under. The wins are 25-35 sustained with obviously Gus a lot more than that. Same forecast as Bills and Patriots last year. I'll go under 32.5 for Saints and Browns.
I took a long, hard look in the mirror after this one, Tony.
Now I bet you go on the Brownies.
Browns money line.
Ground game.
Saints just Olave's out, Landry's out, Dalton's still playing quarterback. Come on, okay. Dude.
So coming in, I was prepared to buy the Saints up to the 3.5 and let it fly with them. With the injuries, newly announced, I don't know if it will just creep up on its own. Maybe get a 3.5, maybe 4.5.
It's
if Olave's worth
118 on the 2.5 right now. So
gotcha. So yeah, I'm still gonna do it. Still give me the Saints plus 3.5. Taysom Hill.
Big Taysom Hill game potentially.
Yeah, I like that good a lot. Call. And I believe Chubb is banged up a bit, little foot.
That's a good call actually on the Taysom angle.
But
I think they'll be able to get it going on the ground.
Could be Kareem Hunt's last game in Cleveland as a Brown.
I think Myles Garrett's out.
Yeah, he might be 1 foot at.
Okay.
Hometown.
Lions, Panthers, nothing. I wanted to take the Lions. Thought about the good hard look at the Lions, didn't do it. I don't know why.
Lions money line, 7 straight covers. Panthers covered 4-14 at home.
Now, the weather is not going to reach it to Carolina, I do believe. So, this doesn't really have anything to do with the weather, but I like the under of 44 here. I just think that Detroit, what they did last week, kind of seems like a similar style of play. Let's just hope for that. And I think that I think Carolina could pull it out, but I really don't know.
You're right. This is not one of the weather games this weekend.
If you can stop the run, you can stop the Carolina Panthers. Sure. I think that the Lions can stop the run. I'm with you, Gump, on the Lions money line.
Bengals at Pats. 3 is a nice, tempting number to take the Bengals, and I'm not going to do it.
Ooh. Riding the Bengals till further notice, my friend. I ain't getting off the train now.
Yeah, me too. Feel short for the hottest at the spread team in the world. Give me Joe Cool. I'll probably play the money line, though, just because I'm scared of Foxborough.
Understandable.
Well, that's understandable. I am going to play Cincinnati minus the 3. Like Bruce said, hottest team right now. It's hard to bet against Joe Burrow. I almost want to throw a Joe Burrow MVP ticket just because it's fun.
Okay. Bills, Bears, 8.5. Nah.
No thanks.
That is a weather game. It's going to be
this
cold.
This is a weather game. And, Tony, I am betting, because of this, I'm betting the 39.5 under. I don't think that Justin Fields and the boys can do it. Justin Fields, he has problems when it's hot. He has problems when it's cold. I don't really know what's going on with him. So we're just betting the under.
Bruce?
Give me the Bears plus the 8.5. I'll probably play it up to 10.5 and include it in a parlay. The weather factor in my decision making, but also pretty sleepy spot for the Bills, who have the red hot Bengals next week.
Any idea what the temperature is going to be in Chicago for this game?
It's going to be freezing cold, but we got a lot of football left before we start strapping up the skates.
No, Nikki Skates has to get out of here.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to come in early a little bit and listen because I haven't been in here. The last football season, sat in here and made a lot of money. I just want to kind of listen.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to get
on. No, I appreciate that.
I was going to say.
Drop the fucking pot.
All right, let's go. Texans at Titans, 3.5. I am going. This one is also going to be cold. You get that big boy rolling in the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Even if Malik Willis is the quarterback here, I am going to buy it to 2.5. I think this was the game where Malik started against the Texans, and it was the same exact line situation earlier in the year. He didn't play good, but Titans covered. Give me the Titans again at 2.5.
Yeah, I like the Titans 3.5. I'll lay it.
Yeah, I'm staring down the Titans minus 172 on the money line. Rabes needs this one, and I think Malik Willis can deliver it for him.
This is one of those teams. Do the Texans want to tackle here when they got nothing to play for, really?
No, and it's going to be cold as shit. Derrick Henry is still big as fuck. He's going to be running really hard. He is going to run through those people. Let's go.
Chiefs, Seahawks, super cold in this one as well. 10 is the total. I believe Seahawks are 0-5 ATS their last 5. Chiefs are 0-6-1 their last 7. I'll stay away.
Give me the 10 with the Seahawks.
I almost wanted to meet you there, but I am just going to stay away.
Can I bet a push? Because I would.
probably.
No play for me. That'd be awesome. I do have a funny feeling it lands on 10.
Okay. Falcons, Ravens. Really want to take the Ravens here, but I don't trust their offense at all right now. I'm out.
Watching Browns Ravens last week. I don't want to see a Ravens game on TV again until Lamar's back.
Boys.
I'd play the Ravens at a pick'em, but not at current prices.
Niners are 7-point favorites against the Commanders. I got them having an advantage in pretty much every single area, but I don't want to take them, and I don't know why. I'm not going to.
Feels like a Commanders backdoor cover.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm out.
This is Heineke versus new Heineke.
Yeah, and for that reason, I'm out.
I think this reckons back to the beckons back to the baseball days of a potential beckons? Broken.
What? Potential, that's not a word.
Beckons, is it?
Beckons, it's definitely a word.
Beckons back to the baseball days and might be a broken back situation with the Washington Commanders. Also, if things are going poorly, might we see Carl?
Oh, I don't know.
Might we turn back the clock?
Bruce, take off the Giants tarp.
Come on. Give me the 49ers -6.5. I'll buy it to there.
Eagles are at the boys. 5.5 is the number. Jalen Hurts at.
Minshew mania is crazy. It feels like the public side.
And Minshew is playing with a clear eyes, full heart. Leach can't lose. Give me the Eagles +5.5.
I'm out.
I think you got to do it. It feels super public. This is going to be like all of America on one side. It feels like
so sharp and square, huh, Bruce?
Yeah. So
yeah, everyone's on the
Eagles. So sharp and square, indeed. Give me the Eagles +5.5.
Right? Yep. Everybody's on the Eagles. I'm going to be on the Cowboys. So let's go.
Loser.
Bad admit.
Speaking of clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. 50th anniversary. Yeah. Franco.
Damn
Steelers, loose. Raiders.
Hammer it.
Saturday night, Christmas Eve. The jerseys, the end zones.
Eyeliner does not look good in the cold.
I'm obviously not making a play, but you guys.
Hammer it.
I think this is one where you might have to, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
If there was ever a time.
Do it for Franco.
I don't want to be the one. I'm not coming out of fucking not betting the Steelers to bet them in this game and ruin Franco's game. I'm not doing
it. Bet it.
Do it, Tony.
You guys can.
Yeah, I love Steelers money line. Derek Carr in the cold does not do it.
Very cold Saturday night.
Yep, same with me. Same exact logic.
Okay, Packers, Dolphins, 3.5. Nah, I wanted to take the Dolphins. I'll stay away.
Yeah, me betting on the Dolphins has not gone well for anybody, so I'll go back to sitting out Finn's games.
We had a good hit on the Packers this week, I guess, still. Sure. So I'm taking the Packers +3.5. I don't really know why. Okay.
I, too. I'm on the Packers +3.5. I'm sorry, Gump, but I think if Miami punts quickly, Christian Watson and A.J. Dillon could be enough to keep it close and stay in the fight and make it a barn burner.
Broncos, Rams, this one's a fucking barn burner. +36.5 for me. Thank you.
I'm absolutely disgusted about this. Give me the Broncos money line.
They should play this game in the dark. No play for me.
Russ looked the best he's looked before he cocky them.
You're starting him and then rip it
and then
who else do I got, dude? It's either him or Minshew.
We talked. I picked up Minshew.
Oh, you stole him, you fuck.
Bucks and Cardinals 8. I'll take the +39.5 in this one too.
No thanks.
What are we doing with this line? This is another one. It's like, yeah, with like the Ravens, I would play it if it was pick 'em.
Sure. It's not.
Get me out of there.
Okay. Okay. That's it.
It's got to be the least bet game of the weekend.
I'm on Titans 2.5, under New Orleans and Cleveland, Eagles +5.5, and then under in Denver and Tampa.
Titans -3, Seahawks +10. Lions money line, Bengals -3, Browns money line, Steelers money line, Broncos money line.
I'm on the Lions money line, the Bears +8.5, the Saints +3.5 or maybe 4.5, the Giants +3.5, the Bengals money line, the Titans money line, the 49ers laying 6.5, the Eagles +5.5 with the Cowgirls, and the Steelers -2.5 over Derek Carr. Almost forgot him. The Packers +3.5.
Wrong.
I am on the Titans -3.5. The under of the Detroit Carolina game, the under of Buffalo Chicago, Cincinnati -3, Cleveland -2.5, Dallas -5. The Green Bay Packers +3.5, and then the under, late edition here, the under of Denver at the Rams. Those offenses stink.
Okay. Bruce?
There's a cold front, Bruce.
There is a cold front.
Jesus Christ.
Here, talk about it. We haven't done the bowl games.
Shut up, Bruce. Jesus Christ. Flyers, Leafs right now.
Fucking could have done the Bulls. I was literally about to yell at everyone to tell them to pounce on the Leafs live bet, but then they just scored.
Oh, so no. Now they're minus 430.
Thanks, yeah. Bruce.
I'm even though it's tied.
Where are the Pats?
Even though it's tied.
Gumpy, why did they start this game at 2 o'clock? Do you know?
No idea. It's not Little Boxing Santa Day. And it's not Boxing Day. What about the Moose? The Moose shouting out Boxing Day last night. Fucking awful.
I have to love it. If you haven't seen it yet, youtube.com/thatshockeytalk. We had an hour-long conversation with Mark Messier last night. He was an absolute legend. He was beautiful. Let's rip through these games real quick.
Yeah, what do you like?
I'll get out of your hair. Winnipeg at Boston. Got to take the Bruins at home. This is a 60-minute money line play here, minus 156. Okay. B, 17-0-2 at home this year.
Woo!
The Islanders going to Madison Square Garden to take on the Rangers. Wow. The Islanders.
The curse garden.
This will be the last time these two teams play this season.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird scheduling. Classic NHL scheduling. Classic. But the Islanders beat the Rangers twice already this season.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen again. They're 3-5-2 in their last 10. Rangers at home, money line.
Yeah. How are you on that one?
No, not touching that one.
Okay.
Why? Why?
Nah.
Igor versus Ilya Sorokin should be a good game. Good goaltender battle. The Caps, Washington. They've won 7 of the past 8. Yeah. Ovechkin has not scored in his past 3 games, though. He needs one more to tie Gordie Howe. They're going up to Ottawa in a battle of the U.S. Capitol versus the Canadian Capitol. Give me the U.S. Capitol. Give me the Washington Capitals.
Take the Capitals.
Yeah, Ovechkin, Wilson, and Markstrom were practicing on a line together for the first time in a long time. I like the Capitals.
Okay.
Yeah. Tough one here. The Caniacs come to town. They come into the Berg. The Canes have won 6 straight. 4 of those by 1 goal margin. So close against Bruce. What's going on?
What's going on, Bruce?
What's up? What's going on?
It's just so cold.
Dude.
We go to the fishbowl. Will you go to the fishbowl camera, please, man?
It is 100 degrees in this room.
No, it's
no, it's not.
What are you talking about? In the studio, it's hot. It's
freezing. I can see
it. It's freezing. It's a superstorm.
See your breath from here.
It's an onslaught.
Caniacs.
Back to Pens, Caniacs. Both these teams combined are 15-0-1 in December. That one loss was the Caniacs beating Pittsburgh earlier. I think Pittsburgh gets revenge at home with Jari in that this time. Give me the Pens money line. Although Cucci is in net for Carolina, that worries me. He's back. Very good. 8-0-2 in his last 10 games, but give me Pittsburgh at home. Then we'd shoot up to the Pacific Northwest up to see the Lad. The Kraken go to the Coovers. Canucks have lost 6 of their past 8 at Rogers Arena, but they're 5-0 all time against the Kraken.
Okay.
Give me the Coovers at home.
Here we go again.
Last game. Wild Sharks.
Yeah, it is the last game because I'm not touching Calgary and Kings.
Last game.
Give me the Wild. They've won 6 in a row, 11 of their past 13. San Jose has lost 3 straight. Give me the Wild money line on the road.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, boys.
Safe travels. Have a great Christmas.
You as well.
Thank you for all your work.
Thank you, Nick.
Go on, lad.
Bruce, say thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Stay warm, Bruce.
I will.
Okay, now we can go to fucking the bowl games.
All right.
You wanted to put Nikki Skates' life at...
Well, I was stalling to try to go run and do this.
Okay. I didn't know you could have just said, hey, I got a bit.
I should have.
Hey, I got a bit.
This commitment, he's going to be drenched in sweat walking outside. Trying to squeeze in
a bit.
Okay, Baylor Air Force kicking off tonight. We talked about it yesterday. I believe the weather's getting a little worse down in Texas, too, which makes me even love the Air Force fucking Falcons even more. Air Force plus a 3.5.
Air Force plus 3.5.
Air Force plus 3.5.
Baylor Bears. Sticking to it, and I love it. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, UL Lafayette versus Houston Independence Bowl. Houston, Clayton Tune, their quarterback's playing. Stud wideout, Tank Dell, who's going to the NFL, who I believe has fucking 1,000 yards this year, is also going to go. This one just feels like it's good, Houston.
Yep.
I'm on Houston -7.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Roll Cougs.
Let's ride.
Team ride.
The Gasparilla Bowl, Wake, Mizzou. Similar situation to kind of for Houston as it is to Wake. Sam Hartman's playing. Their number one wideout's going to play, even though they're both going to the league. Wake's got a ton of seniors, which I like to bet on for bowl games. Missouri's got a fucking ton of opt-outs. I will take Wake money line.
Yeah, this might be my favorite one of the season, to be honest.
Hey, wow. Old Gasparilla five-star.
Goodbye, Hartman.
It's been fun.
Yes. Turn the ball over seven times.
That was one time. It was against Louisville.
Yeah, okay, come on.
Hartman. Right.
Give me Wake Forest.
Okay.
Sam Hartman's going away on a W.
Team Ride. I don't want it. Now, Hawaii Bowl, welcome back. Christmas Eve. What a staple for us. Middle Tennessee, San Diego State. This is a... I know I've said like 1 point for games and 2 points for games. So I'll say this is a 3-point game for me on far as confidence level. San Diego State, I guess. I got nothing here. I really don't.
I love San Diego State.
Okay, we got a love, so that's good.
All right, I'll trail you, Gump. Give me San Diego State.
All right, I'll play contrary. Okay. I'm taking
Whoa.
And then Monday at 2:30, so before the show starts, New Mexico State, Bowling Green. I actually like New Mexico State quite a bit in this one.
It's Monday.
There is a worry for New Mexico State, though, plus the 3.5. There were some rumors that their quarterback was transferring and not going to play, but the coach and quarterback have both come out and said he is going to play.
Ooh. Playing awesome.
Against fucking Bowling Green. I will take New Mexico State, who I believe added a game
to make the bowl.
So. Yeah.
Brilliant.
New Mexico State plus 3.5 for me.
These boys love ball. Give me New Mexico State in the points.
Yeah. If you're just adding a fucking game on the back of your schedule to get a sixth win, that's awesome. I like that team. Let's go. San Diego State. Yeah, that's the team. No, not that team. State. That one. Yep.
Give me Bowling Green.
You son of a bitch.
It's Maxion on a Monday.
Yeah, I get it, but yeah. Maxion, fun fact, is Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Sometimes.
Yeah, dude, midweek.
Mark. All right. So for Bull, I'm on Air Force, Houston, Wake, San Diego State, New Mexico State.
Baylor.
Loser.
Wake, New Mexico, and San Diego State.
I'm taking Houston minus -7, Wake Forest on the money line. I'll get back down to Middle Tennessee, and then closing it out with New Mexico.
Okay.
Let's go.
I have Air Force plus +3.5, Houston -7, Wake Forest money line, San Diego State laying the 6.5, and Bowling Green. I'll probably buy that to 2.5 or just take the money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any CBBs tonight?
Like San Diego. San Diego -4.5 at CS Northridge. Northridge has 2 wins on the season.
Okay.
I like UC Riverside. They were getting 2.5. They're +0.5 right now. Just take a money line against Portland tonight. Wright State money line at Miami, Ohio. I love Butler catching 8.5 at Creighton is very interesting. I like Butler there.
Okay.
And then to finish off the night, Pepperdine getting 4.5 at Hawaii, please.
Okie dokie.
Very nice. That Butler 8.5 is very interesting. Put me down for that one as well. Also, a little fun fact, the only team in college basketball with 10 home wins, your Fordham Rams, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Are you picking them for something?
No, it's just letting everybody know they have 10 home wins.
Recess announcement.
Maybe do that on like a Monday or a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, it happened today, Tony.
Thursday, okay?
It happened today, Tony. It's breaking news, all right?
There was some good games this morning, actually.
NBA, anybody on NBA?
There are only 2 games tonight. I have picked one of them. I'm taking the Utah Jazz -6.5. Okay, Washington's coming into town.
Wizards stink, huh?
Yeah, the Wizards are on a schneid. They do stink right now.
Any others? Any others? Any others? Any Boxing Day picks?
It's Boxing Day.
Wait, when is Boxing Day? Monday?
It's Boxing Day. It's yeah. Boxing Day.
Do you have anything yet or no?
I'll show. Let's see. I think I got a few locked in here.
Okay.
Yeah, we go. Tottenham money line at Brentford.
Yeah, Airy.
Airy needs you to bounce
Airy,
back.
Airy, Sonny.
That's a very one. I like Wolverhampton double chance at Everton. Newcastle was absolutely rolling before the break. I like them draw no bet at Leicester. I like Brighton draw no bet at Southampton. I think Liverpool money line at Aston Villa is a good price. And I'm not going to touch this one, but West Ham Arsenal should be a banger of a match. Arsenal lost their striker. I would lean taking West Ham double chance at plus money there.
Okay.
Is Martinez going to be in net for Aston Villa?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe people are actually mad about that.
About what? His fucking jerking off
his antics that he's been doing for his whole career.
Yeah, who cares? The guy made one of the best saves of all time in the fucking 120th. So.
And welcome to soccer, dude. He's been doing that for like 10 years. Yeah. He's been a shit disturber for years.
Fuck off. Yeah.
There's a, like every player on Argentina is getting bought in the January transfer window for an absurd amount of money.
I like that.
Fucking awesome, dude.
All right. We appreciate all of you. If we're not here tomorrow, have a great holiday, Christmas. It's been a good year, boys.
Hell yeah.
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
Honestly, from all of us, we appreciate everything. And we appreciate every single person who watches the show and listens. It's awesome. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. Okay? If you're traveling, maybe put an extra blanket and some waters in your car.
Maybe a bottle of Fireball. Keep you warm.
Yeah, exactly. Stay warm out there. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
May all your bets win. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.